Factors making it increasingly harder for young people and working families to live in the District of North Vancouver are getting plenty of airtime ahead of this month's local election. The latest round of census data offers a sobering look into the monumental task ahead of policymakers hoping to turn the tide. Over the past 20 years, the district's population has aged significantly. From 2001 to 2021, the total headcount rose by 5,855, 7%, to 88,168. During that period, the 25 to 44 age cohort dropped 14%, to 3,120, while the over 85 group spiked 137%, to 1,310. Every age group under 55 has fallen, while every group 55 and older has risen. In comparison, core demographics have boomed in the adjacent city of North Vancouver. There, the 25 to 44 group has ballooned by 15%, to 16,400. The city's overall population has grown 31%, to 58,120, while those 85 and older have risen by 83%, to 1,315. In West Vancouver, the district has lost 9% of its 25 to 44-year-olds, now 7,165, and its over 85 group has grown by 83%, to 2,375. Andy Yan, director of SFU's City Program, likens analyzing what could cause major demographic changes to a game of Clue. Look around at the table of suspects. It may not be just a single suspect, it's a conspiracy, it's all of them, he said. It's housing affordability, it's demographics, it's the economy. It's how they all have come together to produce the image of what the District of North Van is right now. And the consequences of the actions or inactions of previous civic governments, Yan continued. According to Yan's analysis of 2016 data, 64% of the North Vancouver district's workforce commutes into the municipality. Conversely, over three-quarters of workers living in the district travel elsewhere for work. In the run-up to the October 15 election, several candidates are calling traffic congestion the number one issue. When it comes to mode of transportation, nearly three-quarters of people drive themselves to work in the district, compared to 14% by transit. When it comes to housing in the district, 79% of residents are homeowners while 21% rent, compared to metro averages of 64% and 36%. Ownership is concentrated in areas like Riverside West, 96%, Grousewoods, 95%, and Upper Lynn, 89%. Rentership is high in Maplewood Village Center, 69%, Lynn Valley Town Center, 60%, and Lionsgate, 56%. Housing stock in the district skews heavily toward detached homes. As of 2021 data, nearly half of occupied private dwellings are single detached houses, over a quarter are classified as other ground-oriented housing, 14% are apartments in less than five-story buildings and 9% in higher towers. Stock in the city of North Vancouver is almost a mirror image, dominated by towers, 28%, and smaller apartments, 38%, with fewer single detached, 11%, and other ground-oriented homes, 23%. From 2016 to 2021, the district's total population grew 3%, compared to the metro average of 7%. Residential construction was also slower, with a 5% rise in new dwellings compared to 7% in metro. Yan said this data can be used by policymakers as a guide to remedy problems over a series of years with actions that start today. Something like the issue of housing isn't only, say, the production of studio and one-bedroom units, but how and where to locate affordable, family-size housing in a place like the district that's costing as much as what local incomes can support. NLABA at nsnews.com, twitter.com/nick_labba.